Item 33.
Accept bid of James W. Fowler Company for the Fulton Pump Station Replacement Project for $10,554,563.
Ms. Moody.
Morning, Mayor, Commissioners. You have before you, Christy Moody, Procurement Services. You have before you a procurement report recommending a contract award to James W. Fowler, and the original engineer's estimate on this project was $9.6 million. On November 4th, 2014, 8 bids were received, and J.W. Fowler is the low bidder at $10,554,563. The Portland Water Bureau has reviewed all bid items and believes the price offered is good. The city identified 20 divisions of work for potential minority, women, and emerging small business subcontracting opportunities. Subcontracting participation on this project is at 20.7% in the areas of concrete flat work, irrigation, traffic control, trucking, and eco-roof. I will turn this back over to council if you have any questions.
Christine, I have a couple. I see that the project estimate was moderate, and the low bid was, what, about 10% above the estimate. Is this further evidence of a robust market now for construction and prices going up at the other end of the spectrum where we saw better prices during the recession? We're now seeing, because of all the construction, the reverse effect?
Yes, Commissioner, I believe so. There was also 8 bidders on this project, so that's why the Water Bureau believes that this is a really good bid.
How many bidders, I'm sorry?
8.
8, okay.
So the fact that there were 8 different people competing means we are reasonably confident that we got
a good price, yeah.
Any guidance for us or me as the commissioner in charge in terms of the project construction estimate? Is there anything we need to do differently going forward in light of what appears to be a construction boom and rising prices?
Well, we have been meeting internally as far as, and the construction bureaus have all met, and they're working on updating their pricing more frequently.
Good.
So that as the estimates come before council, they'll be as accurate as they can at that time. Understanding that the authorizing ordinance is generally 6 months before I'm back here.
Right.
With the contract award.
Well, the mayor has raised this a couple times in the past about just making sure that our assumptions are linked to the current market conditions. And it seems like there's a crane on every corner of the city. So we're obviously in a different contracting environment. We continue to get good interest rates on our debt, but we're not getting the same prices in our competitive process. And that's because there's a lot of work in the pipeline. And that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Thank you for working with the bureaus to sort of update their assumptions so that there's even a closer alignment between our estimates and the actual bids.
Great. Other questions, Christine? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, motion to adopt the report.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Fritz. Well, it's good to see the subcontracting going for hefty things like roofing and concrete flat work and such. Thank you for your work. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Christine. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Christine. Aye.
Hales.
Commissioner Fish, when I was running for office in 2012, there were 2 cranes on the horizon in Portland. They were both for public works projects, and now I think you're right. There's something like 17. I've taken personal credit for that change, of course. It had nothing to do with the larger economy, but it certainly has had something to do with our bid prices, and we're going to be dealing with that for the foreseeable future. So thank you. Aye.
See your chair.